Failure is a detour, not a dead-end street. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get tips and advice on how to overcome the fear of failure. Enjoy.
I think fear of failure is part and parcel of being human. The particulars of that can be changed a lot by your upbringing. I mean, if you were punished unduly for failure, or perhaps protected too much from it so you have no experience with it, then that can certainly elevate the danger. Your own temperament can do that too, because, you know, sometimes some people are more prone to catastrophize as a consequence of relatively trivial failures, and that can bring them down. So, but we are future-oriented creatures, and that's a deep part of our nature. And so that fear of failure, fear of judgment, all the things that you've raised so far, they're deeply central to our nature. So you also mentioned, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about how not clarifying your future goals can keep you in the fog. You pointed out you can do that equally with the future that is the failure, and I think that's equally true, is by, you know, you're smoking, and you cannot think about that. It's quite easy to not think about it. It'll plague you now and then, but to think about something, generally speaking, is effortful, and often you also have to talk to other people, and so you have to put some time and energy into it, whereas not thinking about something is pretty easy, and so you'll be, you know, you wake up in the morning and cough and feel terrible because you smoked way too much, and if you thought about that for a little while, you could see quite quickly where that's probably leading, but you can just not do that. Distract yourself. Think about something else.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
think about
not
anything.
Repression.
Yep. Play a game. Think about a pub. Think about a friend. Think about a... Yeah, do... There's so many things you could do.
You know? So then you leave yourself undefined. Well, the problem with all of that, too, is that I think then, in some sense, you're destined to fail in the most fundamental sense, because unless you believe that you can get what you want without being sophisticated about failure and being sophisticated about success, and I don't believe that, because being successful at anything is actually rather unlikely, although being successful at something you have a decent shot at, but any particular thing is quite unlikely. And then if you put obstacles in your path, well, and you're facing competition, because you're definitely always facing competition.
Yeah, there's people that want to define themselves. There's people that want to make that effort, that want to, you know, like, open their eyes in the fog and really try and see themselves, you know? Yeah, that's going to
yes.
be competition.
Yes, and in all likelihood, they're going to get there before you, unless you think that you can stumble fortunately into what you desire. And I don't think, virtually no one believes that if pushed. You know, they might assume that in some ways and act like that in some ways, but if you push someone and say, look, you know, if you tried harder, would you do better? They think, well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to deceive yourself about such things.
Is it more of a Western kind of philosophy that we can, like, the fog is almost, is it more of a luxury almost of Western civilization to even be able to have a fog? I feel like in some cultures and societies, a fog would be a luxury, maybe, because you have to face real elements of survival more often.
Well, we could say maybe that it's a danger of
right.
Of
that's
plenty,
a better way.
Right, right. Well, I've wondered this. You know, so let's say you're a parent and you're reasonably well off. Well, how much do you do for your kids? And the answer to that is surprisingly complicated. Because on the one hand, you want to do everything you can. On the other hand, if you deprive them of necessity, then you deprive them of the opportunity to... No, you deprive them of the motivation that that necessity often provides. And so, you know, you said, well, in cultures where you're living more hand to mouth, you don't have the luxury of making things unduly complicated. And there is some advantage in stark motivation. You know, if you're really hungry, you don't have a lot of existential angst around eating. You just eat. And so that definitely is a problem. It isn't obvious to me what to do about that either. It's one of the diseases of wealth. What should I do? Well, I don't have to do anything. Well, why should I do anything, or what calls to me? That's also a problem that's going to become increasingly relevant.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.